I did want to, before we go to prayer tonight or pray together, I don't know if there are prayer requests that you have. And what I'd like to do, like this morning, right, what did Hannah do? She just expressed her desire. She poured out her heart to God, right? And so tonight, I'll just giving you a heads up. I'm going to go around the room and I'm going to ask you, do you have a prayer request? And then you can just verbalize that, share it out loud, and then we're going to pray. Now, we might not pray exactly for everyone's prayer request, but God has heard you. God has heard you. And God knows our hearts. And so we'll pray together. We'll pray for one another. But I thought it might be good before we took the request. Why don't we just go down these areas? There's how many? 4, 5, 6. So could we have 6 people just pray out loud for one of these things? And maybe it would be best if we did them in order. This way we wouldn't miss one, all right? So just look over the list right now. And again, we're here, you know, just before God. Your prayer should come from your heart, right? So it doesn't matter if it's not, you know, a speech. We don't want a speech. But we want to just share with our Father what's in our hearts. Maybe there's something here that speaks to you. Maybe there's a cleansing that you need, that you know of right now. And maybe you need that love, prayer for love. God, fill me with your love. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear Father, I thank you that you have given us the opportunity, the open door to really know you. And so, Lord, we want to pray with the Apostle Paul, Lord, that I might know you. Lord, I pray that that would be something that we make a priority in our lives. So many other things would seek to crowd out you and your life. But Lord, we want to know you. And so Lord, help us to make that time that is needed to spend in your presence. Help us to see our need. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And so, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you better. Help me, Lord, to find you in the Word, in the Bible. Help me to find you, Jesus. And, Lord, help me to hear your voice. Speak to me. Speak to me. We pray with Moses, Lord, show me your way that I may know you. Show me your ways that I may know you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Give ourselves to you afresh.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we belong to you. You bought us. And so we want to give ourselves afresh to you. Take us as we are, make us what you would have us to be, that you would be able to lead us and guide us. We would know that we belong to you. We would do your will.
Yes, Lord.
Give ourselves to you afresh. I give myself to you afresh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I need you. I need your hand upon my life.
Thank you, Lord.
What to guide me and direct me in the way I should go, that I would do your will. So, Lord, come. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, it's really such a great privilege and joy to enter into your presence, Lord. Father, I will fill your presence here and so forth, which I'm so grateful. And tonight that, you know, I pray for love, Lord. Father, to know you is to know love. To receive love is to then receive you. So, Father, I just pray that, Lord, tonight, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would you pour your love upon each one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we cannot manufacture love because love comes from you. And tonight that we empty ourselves, we confess that we need your touch, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit flow through this place, Lord, never before.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Let your fire come. Let your fire baptize us with your fire and baptize us with your love, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Let your love that melt everything within us that is against your will. Let your fire, the fire of love, that burn away everything that, Lord, is self-seeking.
Yes,
is the Lord that is really the base and the not of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we are seeking your face because we are seeking love, your love, Lord. Father, without you touching us, we don't know how to love. And so, Father, tonight we are just looking to you. And we believe, Lord, you have that portion of blessings for me and for everyone. And tonight, I pray, Father, would you help us to rediscover your love and to know your love in a deeper and a better way, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us might not feel being loved by you, but Father, would you encourage us, Lord, knowing that each one of us is so precious in your sight, that help us to know our identity in heaven. So, such that, Lord, that we know that we are so loved and we have that authority in you. And that, Lord, we can claim that and receive that incessant love from you. And so we can be the vessel of your love. Let your Holy Spirit continue to pour out the love into us, Lord. So we can be the love, that we can be the vessel of your pure love, so that can flow from us unto others. So, Father, we are expecting, we are expected, Lord, and we are looking forward to an encounter with your love, encounter with your presence like never before tonight. So, thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you said that those who have this hope, Lord God, purify themselves just as you are pure, Lord God. Jesus, we just ask for a cleansing, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, we ask that you would cleanse our mind, oh God. Cleanse our heart, oh God. Jesus, you know the motives and the intentions of our heart, Lord God. Father, many times they're not pure, oh God. Father, we ask that we would have the purity of you, Lord God, that your spirit would just purify us, Lord God. You said, search me. David said, search me and see if there be any wicked way, oh God. And that you would lead us in the way of everlasting life, oh God. Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you would just purify us, Lord God. We want to be pure, Lord God. We want to walk before you, pure vessels, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, so many times we're stained by the world, oh God, by what we see, oh God. Father, we ask that you would just purify us, Lord God. We desire to be pure as you're pure, oh God, that you would use us, Lord God, that you prepare us, Lord God, that we would be testimonies for you, Lord God, that we would be lights, oh God. Jesus, we want to have pure hearts, oh God, pure motives, pure mind, oh God.
Amen.
We just ask this in Jesus' name.
That's right.
In Jesus' name, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing, healing flood, keep me, Savior, from day. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord, even now.
Lord, we pray for the young people that don't know the future, but help them, Lord, to surrender completely to you. Help our children to do the same. We pray for those who have worked on staff so tirelessly. Oh, won't you give them a heart to surrender completely to you and let you direct their path. Direct it, Lord. Show them that you're well able to work out your plan as they surrender to you. We ask, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, that we'll be more yielded to you. We can't do it ourselves, but we know that your Spirit can make the change in each one of us for your glory. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Father, bring me down low at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
Every moment of every day, until it is no more I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ, be honored, loved, exalted, thought and word. Oh, to be nothing, nothing, only to lie at your feet, a broken and empty vessel for the Master's use. Made me, clothe me with your humility, Lord. Let the old worn garments of pride and self-love fall off, so that I may receive the garment of meekness and lowliness.
Hallelujah.
From your hand, Lord. Give me the meek and humble spirit you showed Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I find the last one very interesting. I'll pray later. It says, this is not to be praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is not to be confused with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the beginning. We must go on and become more filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Until we're always led and possessed and controlled completely by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth, this does not happen all at once. I mean, so many Christians, I talk about the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and they really, it's in like in one ear and at the other. They don't know what I'm talking about. I'm no expert, I'm no preacher, but I'm very familiar with this, being around Christians, and I know they're not filled with the Holy, I know they're not baptized the Holy Ghost. Oh, they talk about the Holy Spirit, talk about Jesus, they go to church, they're nice people, they grew up in a church, but I know from talking to them that the Holy Ghost story goes in one ear and out the other, and they don't know what I'm talking about. And some of them get like weird with me, like I'm being, you know, like I know what I'm talking about, and they're Christian. But this kind of, I've never seen anybody clearly say, this is not to be confused with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because most people, they talk about the Holy Spirit, talk about the Holy Ghost, they go back and forth, but they don't understand that if you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost, your antennas are not up. You can't hear God. I mean, you may think you can hear God, but if you're really baptized with the Holy Ghost, when you walk around the earth, you're constantly being bombarded by the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And it's almost like annoying sometimes. He's directing when you're guiding you. So this is amazing, this couple of sentences here. I mean, it's like first time I've ever seen anybody clearly spell it out, point blank, in black and white. So what's my prayer?
That wasn't the prayer, brother.
That's not a prayer. That's a preaching. So my prayer, Lord God, the people here in this room, Lord God, the people that are come to Pilgrim Camp, that are nice people, they're Christians, they're friendly, they know how to help, but they're not filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh God!
You know, a lot of people here, even rich, you know, everybody talks about the Holy Ghost, but I know they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm not being to pat myself on the shoulder, but if you don't, I just pray, Lord God, that if you're in this room and you have not been baptized, that you would seek it out, that you would just go home and spend time, you know, hours just thinking about this or praying about this until you're baptized with the Holy Ghost. Google it, look it up. It's different than just going to church and just being a nice person and just being a Christian and just coming to Pilgrim Camp. Lord, we just pray that you would just open their eyes and open their spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I think the idea here in this prayer and why that opening sentences are there is that sometimes people think, well, you know, I've received the Holy Spirit, I've had an experience, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, so I'm good. And I mean good in the sense that now I just kind of can go on. But the idea here is that we need to be filled again and again and again. I think, and I didn't necessarily mean to give this teaching, but the teaching that we have received is that there is one baptism. There should be an initial experience where we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. There should be continual fillings of the Holy Spirit, and then there ought to be a constant anointing upon our lives, the presence of God upon our lives, the Spirit of God, that we learn to walk in the Spirit, walk in His presence. And so this prayer, this number 6, really is, Lord, come and fill me today. Come and fill me now. I need to be filled today. And so we come in that humility, in that poverty of spirit, and the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the open door, has brought us into this life in the Spirit, but we need to be filled again and again and again with the Holy Spirit. We see that in the book of Acts. That the apostles on the day of Pentecost were filled, were baptized with the Holy Spirit, but then you read a number of chapters later and it says they were all filled again with the Holy Spirit. And so you can see how God wants to equip us and empower us to live for Him, to walk with Him. And as our brother said, that we can be in tune with Him. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to give us the help that we need. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And that is through the Holy Spirit's working. And so, let's just take a moment to consider this last, number 6, all right? Maybe it would be good, as Brother Jim read, maybe we could just read this together. Fill me now. I'll read the first paragraph. Someone can read the next. Fill me now with the Holy Spirit. Come, O come, and fill me now. It is a good thing to stop and praise the Lord a while here or different times during your prayer. Empty my heart of all the world, the flesh, and the self-life, and the natural, that I may be filled with the Holy Spirit. Teach me to be open to and to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let faith spring up in my heart to receive by thy power the mighty inner workings and changes that need to be made in my life. Make my heart in tune with what you desire to show me, that I may not fail or fall short of all your plan for my life. Someone else, the next paragraph.
Lord, make me poor in spirit, give me poverty of spirit. Fill me and possess me with the Holy Spirit. And keep me in a continual baptism of the Holy Spirit, and make me know Jesus.
Hallelujah. There are people who have some gift of the Spirit who are not cleansed of any sin and do not live a holy life, so are stumbling blocks to others. Therefore, we should not seek gifts, but rather pray to be fully cleansed of all faults, made humble like Christ, and filled with the Spirit, bearing the fruit of the Spirit. The real, true evidence of a completely Spirit-filled life is not the gifts, but the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
I want more of Jesus. I want more of Jesus. Do you know that? I don't know. I'll sing a song.
Okay.
I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His great love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, let's just bring a close to this part of our service by singing
Search me, O God. It's number 216. And after we sing, we'll, as I said, we'll take prayer requests. But why don't we stand as we sing? 216. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think this is a good prayer, this song, to maybe use in conjunction with that personal prayer list. So many of the things in there are in this song and this prayer. And so, again, I'm just encouraging you to take it and, as God leads, to use it and to go through that. See what God will do in your heart. Make himself more real and precious to you. Fill you with his Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need you. How we need you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's believe that God will answer these prayers.
That's why we pray, right? I think every prayer that was, every request is in accordance with God's will. I don't think anything was asked amiss tonight. There was no wrong motives here. We're not trying. We are bringing our requests because we need God. We need His touch. And so let's come now. And quickly and not too long. Don't pray too long, please. But pray loud. Pray out as the Spirit leads. And let's just bring these requests to God now. And remember, it. Look around again. You see the people that brought the requests. You see the needs. We're right here. And so let's believe that God will minister to them and touch them. Maybe we could, right at the beginning. If you ask for salvation for a loved one or someone in your family, just stand right where you are. Salvation for a loved one. Let's just pray. Let's pray. Let's agree that God would bring salvation. God, you are the God who saves. And your arm is not short that it cannot save. And Lord, you know those in our families, those that we love. God, who needs your touch this night, who need to be delivered from themselves and from their sin. God, that they would see their need of you. Oh, Jesus, send conviction, my God. Send conviction, oh, into their hearts, dear God, that they would cry out to you because, Lord, you said whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so, Jesus, we come. Lord, you came to seek and to save the lost. It's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace. We come with confidence because you have promised, Lord, to hear us. Oh, God, and you love our loved ones more than we love them. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I think of this man that our brother Anthony mentioned that he's witnessing to, this man that has a hole in his heart. God, you heal him, and may he know that you have done it, and bring him to yourself, Lord. You are not only the healer, you are the Savior. And Lord Jesus, as you heal him, may he acknowledge that you have done it, and may he open his heart to you and receive you as his Savior and Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe someone else would pray for loved ones, unsaved friends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, maybe those that had a spiritual need within themselves, some asked for cleansing, some asked to be made overcomers. You stand. We'll pray. Dear God, 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 we're standing before you. We confess, Lord, our need tonight, Lord. Lord, we are wanting to be honest with you and with one another. Dear Father, you know our hearts, dear Father. And so, Lord, where cleansing is needed, Lord, cleanse us. Lord, where deliverance is needed, Lord, break the power of the enemy. Maybe there are habits that need to be broken. Maybe there are things that we've continued in too long. God, you are able to set us free. And so, Father, I come to you right now and ask that the power of the blood and the power of your Spirit would rest upon these, fall upon these, my God, and set them free. Oh, Jesus, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and you are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we come because of the promises we find in your word. Lord, we believe that our sins were nailed to that cross. We believe that the power of sin has been broken. Oh, Jesus, you won a great victory for us. And so may we experience that spirit of life in Christ Jesus that makes us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's victory for each one. Oh, God, help us to take that in faith tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, there's victory. Hallelujah. 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 Now, there were others that were looking for guidance, so if you would stand, guidance, direction, purpose. We're all going to stay standing. That's good. We need that. No, we do. We all could stand, right? We all need to be God. But if you, if there's a specific request, I think of our young people here as well. We need guidance. And I know our brother and sister here are looking for guidance where they should live. And so there are these different needs. God, you know each one. You know each situation, Lord. God, we need your wisdom, Lord. We don't know the way. We don't know what's best. But Lord, you know what's best. And so, God, I pray for our young people, Lord, that you would open the right doors for them, Lord. I pray that they would know that finding your will is not difficult. Lord, just help them to surrender to you and just with open hands, as it were, say, Lord, let your will be done. Lord, I believe that by your Spirit you can lead them. You are the good shepherd. And Lord, for others, Lord, as we are at different places in our lives and walk with you, God, I pray that you would provide the direction that is needed. God, that we would not approach things in natural wisdom and worldly wisdom, but Lord, that we would have the wisdom that is from above. Dear God, give direction in how to raise our children, dear God. Give direction in where we should go to church, dear God, where we should worship. And dear Father, give direction if people need employment or something in their finances. Dear God, give them wisdom from above. Lord Jesus, you said if we would seek first the kingdom of God, that all these things would be added to us. And we claim that promise, Lord. We want to put you first, Lord. Help us to put you first in everything, Lord Jesus. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises, dear God. And so I commit each one of these who are seeking your guidance, your direction, your purpose, your plan. God, show us, Lord. Give us the humility to say that we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. With Asa, we say, Lord, we don't know what to do against the foe, but we rest on thee. We put our confidence and our trust in thee. And you will guide and direct into those pleasant pastures that you have prepared for your children. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, lastly, I'd like those who need a touch in their body, a physical touch, a healing. Just stand. Stand where you are. And if you've brought a request like our brother Stephen did for someone else, someone stand for little Charlie. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, you are the Lord that heals us. Lord, you are the Lord that heals us. Oh, Jesus. 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 Now, I'd like those that are still in your seats, go find someone to pray with. Go pray with that one that needs a touch. Let's pray together. Someone over here. Pray with Katie and this group. This group all here are looking for a touch. Some of the ladies over here. Let's just believe that God will touch us tonight. We're not praying in vain. We pray for Charlie, dear God. We pray for this little boy. Dear God, we pray that you would stretch out your hand and heal, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, 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 you are able. You are able for us, Lord God. You continue, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are the great physician. And Lord, as you have touched my brothers and families, I believe it. God, persist, Lord. We continue to knock, Lord, and to ask and to receive. Because we know that you are all that we need. Jesus, you are the healing. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come, Jesus, come, come. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, by your stripes, God, we need you. God,
Jesus,
Praise God. Hallelujah. Our sister Ruth asked if we could pray for America. And I know maybe there are different political opinions here about America, but that's not what we're going to pray about tonight. America needs God. And America needs the Church of God to rise up and Canada too. Yeah, Canada. So, Sister, why don't you lead us? And why don't we all stand together and just... that the gospel would go forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we come to you and we just pray for this country.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And Canada, we ask you, God, even as here at Butler Camp, we've always learned and listened about the founders of this country, about our forefathers who believed in you and who called on you and put this country into play because of your guidance, Father.
Yes.
And I just pray that you would help us, Lord, as these times are becoming so chaotic and so hard to know left and right, no right from wrong. Oh, Father, for this generation.
Yes, Lord.
God, give them the eyes to see.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, and give them the strength to know when to speak.
Yes.
And the strength to know when to be quiet.
Yes, 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 Jesus.
And the strength to be able to show your love even when it seems really complicated.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. God, I just pray that... this will not be the end of this country, Father. I just pray that there is so much more.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
that we have to do here. I know, Father,
yes,
that you wish that none should perish.
Yes, Jesus.
God,
yes,
just pray,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
That the church would rise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And that there would be revival in this land.
Amen, amen. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that you would prepare from this group here, the warriors,
yes,
to be Amen. There to stand for you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, we just thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that you give us.
Yes, Lord.
And just see that in our hearts so deeply that we can just know, just speak, just lead our paths, that we won't have to worry, that we don't have to worry even what to say. That you would speak through us. Oh, Lord, just thank you, Lord, for that personal prayer list. And Lord, I just pray that each of us has an opportunity to really take time.
Yes.
To take those steps to heart. And we've seen how you change our hearts.
Yes.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Would you pray for fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit for all of us?
Yes, Lord. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. For I need to be used more for thee. Lord, we thank you for your working among us this night. We thank you for that hovering of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we sense your presence, your nearness. And dear Father, I just pray that as we retire tonight, that you would go with us and that we would truly rest in you tonight.
that you would give your people peace. Rest in their souls, dear Father. Cause a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit to come to each one. We thank you for the work that you are doing. We acknowledge you are working in us. And so we pray for one another. Lord, accomplish just the thing that you had upon your heart when you brought us together for this time. Give us faith and love to see your will done in each life. And so we commit ourselves to you for this night. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.